94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
And Mike Nadolski is here. I feel like I see you all the time.
Yeah, but isn't that a good thing?
It is. It means that we're out doing stuff in the community. Live mannequins went well?
Yes, it did. I couldn't believe how many people were out there.
I know.
I was trying not to sneak peeks. That was the first time I was actually a live mannequin.
Were you still?
Aged Romeo. By about 40 years.
It was fun. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
And now I keep getting all these awesome emails from the Mendel that tell me all these upcoming shows that you are having.
Yeah. We're doing, you know, and this is the time of year people are thinking about buying for the holidays.
Yes.
What to give for that special somebody. And we were talking before coming on the air here about how giving an experience is so much better than giving something tangible for lots of reasons. And
so we have Laura, who works for you,
that
came up with these actually really cool talking points that I want to discuss a little bit today, because it is the gift-giving season, and it is really hard to buy, first of all, for anyone on your list, I think, personally. Like, what are they going to like? What do they need? What size do they wear? Are they going to like the scent of candle that I buy them? Lots of questions. Don't even worry about giving them any of that stuff this year. Just
right,
go to the Mendel.
Go. Well, okay. I'll go along with that. Well, I really don't care to shop. Even shopping online is a bit of a pain.
Yep.
But it's easier than getting out to a store. I used to shop like on the 23rd or 24th of December and just commit the day to it. But with the idea that we have, you know, oh, what fun it is to give, and then a bunch of shows coming up for the second half of our season, it's so much nicer to get an experience for one, because it lasts a really long time. Like, if it's a great memory, like if, say, you went and saw Art Garfunkel and he was on your bucket list, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, such a great duo.
You will always be able to say, remember when you got me those concert tickets to see this?
Right.
I could probably not think of one item that I've gotten for Christmas from anyone in years past to think of an item.
Plus, when you get all that stuff, what do you do with it? You've got to put it somewhere. Memories just store in your head.
Memories,
the filing is really
stay.
Easy.
Yeah. So that's what we're thinking here. Any of the shows that Mike and I are going to talk about today, they'll make great Christmas gifts. And you led me to do another question when you said online shopping is difficult as well. And I think that's because what I usually do is go, oh, great, I'm getting this bargain. And then you see the shipping and handling cost. And that normally keeps me from even purchasing what I had in my cart. Because I'm like, all right, well, that's not a bargain anymore.
Yeah.
If I jump online and get stuff from the Mendel, is there shipping cost? Or how does that work?
You can pick up tickets at the box office, and there's no charge at all. If you want it mailed, it's $5 extra. There are convenience fees, but everything's spelled out what it is online.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to buy online, you can always just call the box office and order directly, and then you can avoid all the convenience fees.
Before we tackle all the shows that we have upcoming that people could choose from, for themselves, you give yourself a Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah.
Or for someone on your list, what's the easiest way to see all these website?
Just go to the MendelCenter.com and everything's listed there.
First thing that I noticed right away is there's some items on here that you could take your family to.
Yeah, kids shows, family shows, grandparents buying for their grandkids. We're seeing a lot of that. Wonderful shows. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live. It's the show that is on PBS. It's a PBS kids spectacular. It's very entertaining. It comes from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's going to be Friday, January 19th. And Mutt's Gone Nuts is coming up. That's in April 14th. Two big shows there. Matinee shows around nap time, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And this has really been very popular this year.
Just the name. You got to explain. Yeah.
Well, they're trick dogs.
Yes.
And they're all rescue dogs, and they're treated very well. I went and I saw a showcase show in Milwaukee with them, and it was phenomenal. And they're just, it's like a vaudevillian type show around it, too. The animal handlers are very funny, and there's an MC that.
Kids love this.
Along. And if you love dogs, I mean, you're really going to love this show.
That too.
So,
how much are tickets for both of those?
The tickets for Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live are range from, they start at $25.
Okay.
And then the tickets for Mutt's Gone Nuts start at $14.
Just 14 bucks.
Yeah.
That's
and there's
awesome.
A Furry Friends luncheon that goes along with that, too. It'll be in between the two shows.
And that gives kids the opportunity, or big kids, the chance to, I guess, probably meet one-on-one with some of the characters and dogs, right?
We try to make that happen. We can't always guarantee it,
yeah.
but there will be entertainment
exactly.
and special surprises.
Okay.
Along the way.
So those are for the kids, and those are, of course, that we said January 19th, and then the Mutt's Gone Nuts was what day? April 14th?
April 14th, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you keep moving.
Sure, and then if for live music fans, we just added May Erlewine, Friday, January 12th. That's going to be in our Hanson Theater, Hanson Living Room show, and she's a phenomenal musician. You can check her out online. Art Garfunkel, Friday, January 26th. At 8 p.m.
I think I might have to get Simon my dad. You just gave me an idea for my dad for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Wide generational appeal. I mean, he's one of those American masters. I mean, who doesn't want to see Art Garfunkel? Mm-hmm. Show's selling very well, so definitely jump on that one.
Get him quick. That's an 8 o'clock at night, January 26th, so that would be a great date night one, too.
Yep. Okay. And then if you're a Beatles fan, 1964, The Tribute, Saturday, April 21st. It recreates a 1964 Beatles concert from start to finish.
Cool.
So that'd be a lot of fun.
Everyone
as well.
Should go to this. I mean, if you have kids that don't know who the Beatles are, let them learn.
Yeah.
Bring them along. The whole family can go to this.
Yeah, and what's nice about it is it's not meshed in the... It's not like going through the catalog of the Beatles. It's immersion, that. Total immersion, right when they were, most, some would argue, at their peak.
1964. Yeah. That's on Saturday, April 21st.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, what do tickets look like for that?
Tickets on that, $27 to $47.
Okay.
And then we have some wonderful stage shows coming up, including dance, Broadway, and magician. Vitaly is the first one. It's an evening of wonders. Highly interactive, great for the whole family, February 16th at 8 o'clock. And that is, there's also a VIP experience, which will be after the show, and you can meet Vitaly up close, and he's going to do a little magic for you one-on-one. Tickets are $20 to $32 for that. We have Rockin' Road to Dublin, which is paired with our Shamrocked Irish Feast pre-show party.
That means you're going to be eating good, drinking green beer.
Yes, we'll have some green beer.
Oh, so this is for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, it's right on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
You did something like this last year, right?
We've had not on St. Patrick's Day, but we've had our beer Art of Beer Festival for years.
Okay.
And this is kind of taking the place of that.
This is
year.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll be a whole lot of fun, and you can get a package deal for that, starting at around $45 show and the.
And your dinner.
And the dinner.
Nice.
And then a huge Irish show, River Dance, 20th anniversary, Thursday, February 22nd, 7:30. And then our big Broadway show is going to be May 1st, and that's Cabaret.
If you have never seen River Dance or this style of dancing, it is so cool to see because it's not a style you get to see just every day. Or even if you go to a dance, I guess, recital around here, you're not going to see this.
Yeah.
So it's cool. That one is February 22nd. And what was the next one you said?
And the one after that is Cabaret.
May 1st.
The big Broadway show.
Okay. I see Captain Sully on here.
Yeah, Captain Sully Sullenberger is the American Airlines pilot who landed the plane on the Hudson River in New York. And everybody survived, and he's going to be talking about all the lessons that he learned in a speech called 208 Seconds, A Lifetime of Lessons.
That is really cool.
And that's part of our Economic Club series,
yes. But
it's open to the public now, so you can buy main stage tickets as gifts online right now.
Now, I see a name on here that even has me excited.
Yeah, me too. Steve Martin will be here on Tuesday, May 8th, my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah. So that one's an easy one to remember.
Are you taking her there for a birthday?
Well, I'll be there. It's an interview format, so I'll be on stage interviewing Steve Martin, which
I'm
very excited about. I do.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So first I got to interview David Cameron, now the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and now Steve Martin.
I didn't know that. Do you come up with the questions before time?
No. They're submitted by club members and guests.
Okay.
Steve Martin's has an somewhat orchestrated interview, questions that lead him through, stories he's going to be talking about, all the different dimensions of his career, and then he's also bringing his banjo.
Nice!
So he's going to play at least two songs.
All right, I'm getting tickets. Totally, that's a great gift right there. That's mine. That's my choice. But then I see this one, and I think my mom would love it.
Well, if you like wine and also jazz music.
I love that you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, there you go. We'll start with the wine. And it's Winter Delights, and that's coming up on Saturday, January 20th from 5 to 9 p.m. Food booths, vineyards will be there. We're going to do some pairings. There's going to Lake Michigan Vintners wine will be featured, which is our Lake Michigan College's partner and Enology and Viticulture program, student-made wine.
Nice.
Excellent. And so, then, of course, you can always do gift cards.
There you go.
So if you can't decide what and you just want to throw some money on a gift card, you can do that and let folks decide what they want to get.
All right. So we just covered a lot. First and foremost, I want everyone to remember that these are obviously available for you to purchase for yourself as your own Christmas gift or for those on your list that you have no idea. So like I said, I know my mom would love going to Winter Delights. Maybe your grandparents, maybe your boss, maybe it's a friend. I mean, yeah. There's something on here for everyone. And the easiest way to buy these, Mike?
Well, two ways. One is online, and that's themendelcenter.com. And the other way is by phone. You can call the box office, 269-927-8700, option one. Mm-hmm. And or you can stop by the box office on the Lake Michigan College Napier campus.
Very
in the
good.
Mendel Center.
Well, again, thanks for always coming up with entertaining things for us to do here in Southwest Michigan. And have a very Merry Christmas if I don't see you.
You too. Thanks so much.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.